You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you. It is a Thursday, April 22nd, into Friday, April 23rd. Welcome into the program. Thank you for listening. We're brought to you today by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. We've got Mike Stone, Stoney, from 97.1 The Ticket and Odyssey.com. You hear Stoney each and every morning on the Stoney and Jansen program with Heather Park, 6 to 10, Monday through Fridays on 97.1 The Ticket. Of course, Stoney's been at The Ticket for a long time, but really made his name back on the old Stoney Wojo show where we worked together at WDFN for many, many years. Stoney's a good friend, and he's going to join us on the show coming up momentarily to talk about the draft and where he sees the Lions going with this thing. You can find us on Twitter, of course, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Do not forget about the Locked On NFL Draft coverage. The ultimate mock draft show is in high gear. It's presented by Locked On and Odyssey. It's happening now. It's amazing. All right? Every pick in the first round, analysis from experts like Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger. All of our local experts for every team make trades, pick the next stars of their team. Just search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, so we're going to get to what Stoney thinks and where the Lions are going to go. Folks, this is it. We are officially 1 week away. 1 week away from the draft. From Cleveland, the city, my hometown. They are going to be right there on the lakefront with this giant stage and tent and picking players. We're a week away from the Lions pick number 7 in the first round. A lot of mock drafts think they're going to trade out. A lot of experts think they're not going to stick at 7. All of these things are coming into play. Will Penei Sewell, the big tackle from Oregon, be there at 7? Will Jamar Chase be there at 7? I highly doubt it, but will Kyle Pitts be there at 7? Are the Lions going to go with a pass catcher early? Or are they going to address the right tackle spot? Are they going to take the best player available? Would they surprise all of us and grab a quarterback somehow at number 7 if one slid to them? All of these questions are there. Would they take Micah Parsons? I doubt it. But, you know, what are the Lions thinking? Well, one name that is hot right now, today, and I've talked to a few people, I've sent some tweets and some Twitter direct messages and all this stuff to folks. And there's a theory out there that if Penei Sewell somehow goes to Cincinnati at 5, or someone moves up at 6 to snag him from the Dolphins, whatever, that Rashawn Slater, the big tackle from Northwestern, could be in play for the Lions at number 7. That there's a chance that that could happen. Slater is not humongous, but at 6'4", 315, he can still move bodies. And yes, he played left tackle his junior year at Northwestern. Of course, last year he opted out and didn't play in 2020. But this is a guy that started his career for the first 2 years at Northwestern at right tackle. In 2019, he allowed only 5 pressures the entire season, and according to Pro Football Focus, had a 90.0 overall grade across 355 pass-blocking snaps. He had the third-highest run-blocking grade, 89.1, out of all 2021 draft-eligible offensive tackles 2 years ago. Now, again, you could make say it's a bit of a risk to take a player this high that didn't play last year, but he played in the Big Ten against some fierce competition, better competition than Penei Sewell did. And all of a sudden, folks are looking up and saying, man, could Rashawn Slater from Northwestern be somebody that moves up, and is the best player on the Lions board? And they take him at number 7. And again, you're addressing a need at right tackle. You're also drafting a big person at the beginning of the draft, which many teams have done for many, many years, and it's been successful, and you could still get a wide receiver later in the draft. Yesterday we talked about over-unders from betonline.ag, and Rashawn Slater came up at over-under for number pick being picked at 10.5. So I think it would surprise some people, especially folks in Vegas, if Slater went at number 7. But it's certainly an option for the Lions, and not an option that I would scoff at all. Your own line would be set, and this kid looks like he's going to be a very, very good football player. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. All right, so go to rockauto.com. It's so easy to navigate on the website. Plus, everything comes to you at home. You don't have to go out to some storefront. And the prices are very, very low, reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. All right, go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car, truck. Write Locked On, LOCKEDON, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, this ought to be a lot of fun here on Locked On Lions. Let's bring him in right now. Mike Stone, the legendary Stoney from 97.1 The Ticket, and our friends and partners now at Odyssey.com. You heard Stoney on the Ultimate Mock Draft Show the other day, following me after the Penei Sewell pick, and he joins me now. What's up, buddy?
How are you, bud? Good to hear from you.
Oh, my goodness. Odyssey.com's own Mike Stone.
Come on, hey. You got to be somebody's own. Hit the siren, baby. We're ready.
Should we do old bits or should we talk Lions? It's up to you.
It's up to you. I'll do whatever you want to do. I can do
what's
it. Hey, the whole Lions are an old bit. Come on, the culture is going to be changed.
Oh, come on. It is a little bit better now. It couldn't get any worse than before, right?
No, I kind of like it. I kind of like, in a weird way, I mean, nobody's talking about the Lions. You watch all these 8,000 shows on ESPN and FS1. It's, what's this team going to do? What's this? You hear nothing about the Lions. Now, part of that is because they're probably in a position where people aren't looking to trade up as much as if they were, you know, 5 or 6. But we'll see what happens. I think Brad Holmes obviously playing a little better poker, we assume, than Bob Quinn.
See, that's the thing, Stoney. Going back to last year's draft, and I know Mike brings this up a lot in the afternoons, it's tough because of the position that Quinn put them in, and the fact of the matter is whether Okuda turns out to be good or not, the opportunity that you had last year to kind of jumpstart this rebuild earlier was just completely lost, and that's something, you're right, Brad Holmes, John Dorsey, Ray Agnew are going to have to fix.
Wouldn't you love to know whether anybody actually called them or he called them last year? Maybe, I mean, I don't think so, but maybe he really didn't get any offers. Maybe nobody, maybe the Dolphins said, you know what, we don't care. We know you're not taking a quarterback, so we'll take, you know, we'll take two, and the Chargers sitting there, we'll take whoever they don't take. And maybe that's the way it went down. But to me, I remember even having him on after the draft. I said, you know, couldn't you even get like even a 5th-round pick to draft 2 spots? Well, that's not good for the value. Well, it's better than nothing.
Right. Right. Stoney with us, of course, from 97.1 The Ticket and Odyssey.com as well. Where else can we? Where do I want to go with you? All right. First and foremost, your overall impression of what's happened so far. Free agency, obviously the front office and the coaching staff, all that blown up. And I will say this, there's been a lot of turnover on the roster, which I've liked. But, you know, what's your overall impression of where the Lions are right now?
I think, you know, unfortunately, because we live in Rebuild City, we don't want another one. But at least without saying the words, the Lions are going through a rebuild and they're kind of embracing it. At least that's what it appears, from the Stafford trade to even some of the guys they did not re-sign, a couple of the decent players, you know, like Daron Harmon, other people that they let go. And even the guys that they signed, you know, especially, you know, a wide receiver, you know, 1-year deals, they'll see what happens. And Goff is like, you know what, we'll see what we got here for 2 years or whatever, and if he's no good, we'll you know, we can get rid of him. The only, you know, thing that I'm questioning is, was it necessary, maybe it was financially, I don't know, to restructure his deal to give them more cap money for this year, but they don't seem to be in a hurry to spend cap money anyway, so what was the purpose?
I like the coaching staff a lot, and I know.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know, I think the Deuce Staley hire is a good one. And I know you know him so well from following the Philly team, and I think that I think they're going to teach. I think there's going to be guys like Tracy Walker, Deshaun Hand, that are going to get better because they're just going to be coached better, and that's an indictment certainly on Patricia and Bob Quinn, who allowed Matt to, you know, and there's some diversity in the staff. I mean, over the last few years, all the coordinators have all looked and sounded the same, you know, Stoney. Right. So I think that there's that's a good direction for them.
Oh, I think, you know, from what you hear, Aaron Glenn has the makings to become a really good, you know, coordinator. Hopefully he's not too good the first year because they'll lose him to be a head coach because he had some head coach interviews. But you're right. They got a very interesting staff. And everybody around the league seems to think that they know what they're doing.
Stoney with us. All right, so the other day on the Ultimate Mock Draft Show, I picked Penei Sewell for the Lions at 7. You came on after me on that show and basically said, look, the Lions need a right tackle, and why not continue to build that line? As you talk to people every day and your co-host John Jansen on the morning show, what's been the reaction to from fans about if they were to grab Sewell at 7, if he's there?
People like Sewell, people like Slater. I know, you know, I did a mock draft. I've done two of them. So the first one, I had the Lions taking Slater, and everybody was laughing at me. But there are a lot of people. We talked to Brian Baldinger, you know, Odyssey's own Brian Baldinger. He likes Slater better than Sewell. So I don't think they can go wrong with either of those guys at 7. Look, my preference, like most of us, is that they trade down because they'll still be able to get a really good player, depending on how far they trade down. But you got to figure like to 15 to New England or 19 to Washington. But look, you got Decker, who's pretty good. Jonah Jackson should be good. Ragnow's outstanding. You get one more guy in there. And, you know, and Slater is more versatile than Sewell. And maybe that means Vitae could be, you know, put on a pine for a little bit.
Well, I mean, with the contract that they have and what Dan Campbell has said about Halepulavati Vitae, I think he's going to play right guard. But you put Slater or Sewell at right tackle, your O-line's set for a while, and that's the group that's going to be protecting Jared Goff, who quite honestly is certainly not not Steve Young back there running around.
No, and he obviously throughout his career has proven, like most quarterbacks, but especially a guy like him who's not that mobile, you give him time, he's very effective. You don't give him time, and he's not good.
What about the receiving core? You know, I think I was listening the other day. You guys were talking about it, but, you know, the whole DeVonta Smith thing, is he big enough? I don't see the Lions taking DeVonta Smith at 7. I think if Chase somehow doesn't go to Cincinnati at 5 and is there at 7, there's a possibility there. But what are your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think Chase or, for some reason, Pitts falls. I think those are the only two guys I would take. The receiving depth in this draft is so good. You can get good guys, you know, later in this draft. And I think actually Odyssey, the Detroit News' own Wojo, had his column. The guys who are like leading the, you know, the league and, you know, yardage and things like that, they're not guys who are drafted in the top 15. It's, you know, other players around the league, historically, you don't win with great wide receivers who are taken in the first round.
And only Bob would post on Twitter that he had COVID. I mean, what a classic. What is he doing? I texted him. I'm like, are you okay? Because I'm not going to tweet back. I'm going to text the guy. I have his damn number.
I know. Good for him.
He's Mr. Twitter. That's your guy.
Yes, he is. Well, me too, but not quite as much as him. Like,
No. It's like, hey, I have a big announcement. I don't know why I got on that, but we had promised some old bits, so.
Yeah,
we had to do it. If Wojo being on Twitter, Wojo and Angelique arguing on Twitter. There's an old bit for you.
Oh, it's a classic. It's one of the best.
Actually, speaking of that, I don't know if you saw this tweet yesterday, but somebody was talking about, they were talking about Don Kelly. And they were talking about Donnie Kelly Baby, DKB.
Yeah.
Don Kelly Baby really grabbed arms, legs, whatever, and flew because of Jamie. Jamie was the one that kind of got him a DKB after the Jim Price drop.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's so funny? He's very highly respected around baseball. I mean, I know you thought that's who they were going to hire.
Yes, it was. I was told by a couple of people that they loved him, but it didn't happen. I was wrong about that one.
I know. For some reason, Chris Hillage decided, yeah, I might as well spend for something. Well, since I'm not going to spend any money for offensive players, I might as well spend for a manager. This isn't locked on Tigers.
All right, more with Stoney coming back. So I want to ask him about the Micah Parsons situation. And Stoney, of course, has an allegiance to Penn State. We'll do that coming up next. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Have you been, Michael, to betonline.ag ever in your life?
No.
You got to check it out. It's a great site. They've got everything. They unleashed these over-unders on the draft yesterday. I'm going to forward you these for a segment tomorrow on your show. Okay. It's awesome. So it's a great site. They got everything, okay? They cover award shows, TV shows, reality TV, whatever it is. You can bet on it at betonline.ag. All the news, scores, and odds is there for you. The best way to place your bets, it's free to sign up. Just go to the website, betonline.ag, sign up today, get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Stoney with us, Mike Stone. Say it again.
I hope that phone didn't kill you.
I was wondering, you have a home phone still?
Yeah, because it's for some reason with Xfinity with the internet and the TV, it's cheaper if you have all three. You know, the only people that ever called are my parents and solicitors.
Well, I've got a home phone, but I don't use it. I have a number. I don't, but I have the same thing you do with Xfinity, but I've never used it. See, you're in the Stone Ages. No pun intended.
No, but I really don't use it personally. My mother uses it to call me. I never call.
How's Lou doing, by the way?
They're not doing great, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing I was going to bring up about Lou. Lou loves Penn State. We remember the old days when I worked with you for many years at DFN. The Fridays before the Michigan game or the Michigan State game, Lou would call in and sing the Penn State fight song. It's so funny. I always think of you. Here's a guy that's so perfect for the Lions, right? They haven't had a good linebacker in ages. The guy can run like the Dickens. He's just ferocious as hell. Comes from Penn State. And Micah Parsons, yet Stoney, I don't know about you. I don't think the Lions, whether they trade down, trade up, wherever they're picking, I don't think they're taking him.
Well, I have no idea we have no idea what the Lions are even thinking. So maybe the fact that they're not talking about him or talking about anybody means they might take him. Look, I think, and you're right, they need more help on defense than they do anywhere. Unfortunately, knowing Lions' luck, it's not a great first round for defensive players. I mean, there probably will not be a defensive player taken, definitely the top nine. You know, you hear Surtain or J.C. Horn maybe go, 10 around that area. Look, if Parsons was there at 7, I would love for the Lions to take him. Because the one thing the Lions never had under Patricia, for some reason, they didn't like speed. They thought it was like something wrong. They'd rather have guys like, Tavai, who, block players instead of running from side to side, like you mentioned. But they didn't like Devin Bush. I mean, come on. Seriously? So, yeah, I would love Parsons. I mean, he does have the off-the-field issues, but, I mean, who knows how important that is to the Lions. He didn't play last year. That's a big deal. Him and, Jamar Chase. But, yeah, I mean, big Micah Parsons guy. And it has nothing really to do with Penn State because, the guys the Lions pick from Penn State, some of them don't fare out that well, like Derek Williams.
No, that and their former general managers from Penn State.
That's true. That's right. Good point. They had DJ Dozier for a little bit.
Did the Lions did?
Yeah.
Good old number 42? Jeez.
Yeah, DJ Dozier. I don't know if he played with anybody after them, but he's on that list of guys you forgot played on that team.
Oh, man. Orchard Lake St. Mary's own Allen Robinson. He was a Penn State guy.
Yes, he is. I was at that game where he made that great catch over the freshman Channing Stribling. And what's his face? The left-footed kick, Gibbons in Michigan, missed like 3 field goals.
That's right.
And Bill O'Brien beat Brady Hoke in overtime.
It was a battle of heavyweights there.
Yes.
No question. Well, here's the thing with Parsons. I just don't see Sheila Ford Hamp picking him. I think they're trying to change the culture. I think they're trying to really clean up the locker room. And a guy that has, been finger pointed for pretty bad hazing in college and then some of the high school stuff, too. I don't know. I think when you have a female owner and where Sheila is and how she kind of wants things, I don't think it's a fit. I don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe not with her, and I'm sure she would have the final say in it. But I don't know, to me, Dan Campbell seems like a guy, he just wants guys who are going to play football. And, you know, sometimes, especially with the year off, maybe he grew up. Look, the Lions have not had much success with their one experiment of guys who've sat out, Big Mike Williams. So I wouldn't expect them to take Parsons, but, man, I love him as a player.
Do you want this team to take a quarterback at all in this draft?
No. I don't think it's important. I mean, you know, like they have so many other needs now. Look, do they need a better backup than Tim Boyle, whatever his name is, the guy from Green Bay?
I thought he was the savior.
Yeah, you know, because he was like the Miles Masick of preseason. Something. Talk about your old bits.
Oh my gosh! Remember we hung out with him at the Moose Preserve.
Yes, exactly. Great chocolate chip cookies, by the way, Moose Preserve. Hanging out with Tom Lawan.
we had a good time. That was after a preseason game.
Exactly, Friday night preseason games at the Silverdome.
Oh my God! Preserve. Didn't get any better than that.
I know they were really good. I wouldn't object to it, but usually those quarterbacks don't do anything. So you're taking a chance on getting a guy just to be a clipboard holder. I'd rather wait till you can get somebody good or sign somebody free agent wise.
Have you guys had?
But I'm sure if they took like Trask or Kelly Mond in the second or third round, people would kind of get excited because at least you would give him something that Stafford never had, which was competition.
Oh, I think I said with the day they got that Tim Boyle from the Packers that he would be Mr. August in this town, that they would love him, and that he did well in Green Bay in the preseason. Some Packer writers were saying, oh, this guy's going to push Jared Goff. It's like,
I'm going to ask you about that. Was that serious or was that tongue in cheek?
No, that was serious. It was a couple of guys. Tom Silverstein was one, and I forgot who the other one was. And
I thought he was kidding.
I texted Rob Domofsky, who I know really well from ESPN, who covers the Packers, and he said, no, there's media here that thought the only reason he wasn't playing was because he was behind Aaron Rodgers and that he could start on half the teams in the league. And I'm like, really? Because I saw him at UConn years ago, and he was terrible.
Well, at least the UConn quarterbacks, they all have problems in the end zone.
Yeah. You delivered for me today. You dusted off a couple of classics,
hey,
so you got to do it.
The next thing you know, you're asking me about Pasqualoni and talk about screaming at him to take McNabb out of the game.
Oh my gosh!
See, you're the
I'm the instigator on that one, though.
Everybody gives me crap for my old bit about getting guys out of the game. They might get hurt in basketball, but you witnessed it way back.
Oh yeah,
in the '90s. This has been my credo for years.
We were at the Michigan-Syracuse football game. That's got to be 97 or 98 when Donovan McNabb.
It was 98 because it was the year before they won the national championship.
Right. McNabb outdueled Brady and Henson, and it was you and my brother came into town. We were in our Cuses and the House t-shirts. You were with us. John Bloom was with us. We had a good time. We were right there behind the, I think it was behind the Syracuse bench, pretty low.
Yeah.
And at the end of the game, you're right, McNabb's still running around up like 38-21, and Stoney's screaming at Paul Pasqualoni.
The Heisman Trophy if he gets hurt.
You're like, take him out. And so from here on out, even today, if there's like a 10-1 baseball game on MLB Network, Stoney will tweet and say something like, does this pitcher need to be in there with 100 pitches up by 9 runs?
Yeah.
You're still consistent.
Baseball, I don't feel that strongly about basketball and football is just, especially like college basketball and high school basketball. I mean, watching the Clarkson teams coached by Dan Fife, and he doesn't even play his subs, play six guys, and it's like you're up by 40. These kids practice every day. Put them in the lineup.
Right. Their parents are in the stands. they got their cameras out there, their phones out. They want to take some video. Like, give them a couple minutes. Oh, yeah. When I did the Titan games with Perry Watson, if Perry did not get along with the other coach, he was running it up. Starters were out there, man, 4 minutes to go.
I know. There's some people believe when the team is losing, waves the white flag, then you wave the white flag.
Well, it's great catching up, brother. Catch Stoney, of course, Stoney and Jansen in the mornings with Heather, Mondays 6 to 10, or Monday through Friday 6 to 10 on 97.1 The Ticket, and also on Odyssey.com. Stoney is on there on our Ultimate Mock Draft Show, if you missed it, for pick 6 through 11 when we did the Lions selection. So, Michael, always a pleasure, buddy.
Anytime, Dean. Say hello to the family. Hope everybody's doing great.
We are hanging in. There he is.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, we're here every day talking Lions football. You know,
I don't know how you do it sometimes. Now, this obviously is not the dead period, but there are times, what the heck's he going to talk about today?
Oh, yeah. No, we do some crossover stuff with the other show hosts. You know, I break out some lists once in a while, but I try to keep it there's always something with the NFL. You know that, Stoney. Like, I remember David Locke, who runs our network and hired me back in 2016. He's like, do you want to do the Pistons one, too? And I said, I would, and I could. But, like, you know, you're right. For football, there's always something to talk about 365 days a year.
Go get locked in.
There he is, folks. Mike Stone, Stoney, from the Stoney and Jansen program on 97.1 The Ticket. We'll do this all again tomorrow.